Now the Gemara, there were two gzelim, I have to say the two separate gzelim. Elo asa inu, first they came Yosef ben Yoezer, gozo agusha, listen, they made a gzelim, that if truma touches the gush, means touches the ground of Eretz Amim, you have to be served, you have to burn the truma. Of the avira leklum, let's say you have truma that just goes into the avir, goes into the ear of chutz loretz. It doesn't touch the ground of chutz loretz, it only touches the avir. They didn't make any gzelim at all. Rashi also inu yosi v'yoezer gozo agusha lisra means truma ha'nagas b'gush offer. If you're going to have truma taken into chutz loretz and the truma is going to fall on the floor, touch the ground of chutz loretz, the truma is toin sreifa. The Rabbana said now it's posel and you have to burn it. But on the avira though, if it doesn't touch the ground, it's just in the avra and the ear, they didn't make any gzeres. The yosi Rabbana the peshona, then later generations, when it came 80 years before the Churban Abayis, they made another gzeira. Gozo avida litrois. They made a gzeira that when the truma just comes into the ear, even though it doesn't touch the ground, even though somebody's holding it in a box, avida's in the ear of Eretz Amim, they will go to litrois, a sophistic tuma. That means you can't burn it, but you're not allowed to eat it. They made it litrois. Trashiv avira litrois, truma hanechneses bi avira. If truma that just goes into the avra, into the ear of the chutz loretz, v'yein dava mafsek bein tayim, there's nothing stopping between the truma and the ground. Could go and shade the prutz from itachter. You put into a box or into a wagon, but on the bottom, it's there's no bottom to it. So it was like the avir, and there's the truma sees the ground, like it's right on top of the ground. So then the avir alone is metama the truma for what din litlis. It's a suffix. Tuma means you can't burn it. It's not vaday tomei, but you can't eat it because it doesn't mean suffer tuma. So the Gemara lemeimo dechad gzerusa heaven l'sreifa. You want to tell me that the first gzera that Yosef ben Yoezer made was that truma touches the gush of our eretz amin, you have to burn it. He's right away. The gzera is so strong that vaday tuma, you have to burn the truma. So the Gemara can't be. When the Rabbanim made the gzera to say a person's hands is tummy, that if your hands touch truma, you're matama the truma. Tchilas gzeros in the sreifa. This gzera, the first gzera was the sreifa. They were so strong with the gzera that if you touch truma, you have to burn the truma. Now it's a deal. Yodayim, only the gzera on hands has such a chomedic gzera. Who did tchilas gzeros in the sreifa? That the first gzera they made was, if you touch truma, you have to burn the truma. It makes it tuma vaday. Abu Hamid Yachrini, mashmu all other gzeres that Rabbanu made light. The Rabbanu didn't go so strong right away to say that if you touch the truma, you matam the truma vaday, you have to burn it. Mashmu the other gzeres was, it's only a suffix tuma. So now it's shver. How can you say Yosef ben Yoezer when they made the first gzera of Eretz Amim said that if truma touches the ground, you have to burn the truma? It's mashma only Yodayim had that koyach that right away you have to burn. But all other gzeras don't have to burn right away. Elo pshats like this then. Also inu, Yosef ben Yoezer came first, gozo agusha litlis, enochnami. They only made a gzera that you take truma out of Eretz Yisrael into chutz loretz, and it touches the ground, gush means it touches the ground itself, it's litlis. It's a sofetika tumor now. You're not allowed to eat this tumor anymore. But who are then you can't burn it? Because maybe it's not tumor. They only made a sofet tumor on it. The avir ovalekum. They didn't make any gzeres at all upon the avir. As if the tumor doesn't touch the ground and you bring it back to Yisrael, you're allowed to eat it. The yasa rabbonim de peishona. Then later came the rabbonim de peishona of 80 years before the churban abayis, gozor agush alisra. They made the gzera that gush, if the truma touches the ground, you have to burn the truma. The avira litlis, they made the gzera that if the truma comes into the avir, chutz loretz, then it's only litlis. It's only a suffix tumor. You can't burn it, you can't eat it. That's a talent's good. The first gzera was only litlis by the gush, and the second gzera was that if it touches the ground, it's vabe tummy. You have to burn it. But if it only goes into the avir, it's only a suffix, it's only litlis. For the Gemara, no, it's so schwer. The Akati said to the Gemara, but Usha gozu. Usha was a much later takono, yes, to the Churban Abayis. It says, in Usha they made a gzera that Eretz Amim is tummy. So here's the Kasha, we already had already two gzeras before this. What is Usha Moisef and gzeras? For the Gemara, Avakati b'Usha gozu. The Tanan, we learned, Avav Tzvekis, they said, Usha, they made six Tzvekis, surfing as a truma. That even though it's only a suffix tumah mid rabbanin, the rabbanin gave it a din tomei vaday, But if these things, if the truma touches these things, the truma is vaday tumim midrabbanan, then you have to burn it. What are these six vekis? Al sofik beis apras. If you take truma into a field, if you have this where there was a basak forest there, or you buried, there was a kever there, somebody was buried there, and later somebody made a charisha, they plowed over the field. So you have a sofik now, that they plow up the mace or not. So it's a sofik rabbonim if there are bones of the mace all over the field or not. So maybe writes about the sermon, the mace is not there anymore, it's thorough. So rabbonim said a basak process tummy. So the Rabbanim Menushin and Meir Takonot, that if the Truma goes into the Beis HaPras, you have to burn the Truma. Drashi HaSofik Beis HaPras, Kleiner, Al Sveiko Isha Beis HaPras, the Sofa Dikadina, the Beis HaPras, Kagoin, Truma Shenichneset Le Beis HaPras, Truma that you brought into the Beis HaPras, there they saw the Sheovet Bo Kever. It's a Soda, there was once a Kever there, somebody was buried there, and it got lost. Hainu Sofik Le Yadina Nimu Ilu Ala Kever Yim Lav. You don't know if you went over the kever or not. So you have a suffix if you went over the kever or not. So it's only a tumah with the rabbanim. The rabbanim were machmir and said that the tumah you have to burn. Another chumah was the al suffix offer habor mi'eretzamim. If you bring offer that comes from eretzamim, the rabbanim gave a tumah to it. The tumah touches it right now. It's tumah, and this was at the kohen nusha. So drashim the al sveikah shall offer eretzamim. The chol offer eretzamim misaf belon the kever shemes. We have before, what was the reason the Rabbanan said in Chutzlot has a tumah to it? Because in Chutzlot used to bury mason, and they didn't make a tzion on top, they didn't make a kever on top. So you don't know where it is. So all the ground of Chutzlot, the suffix maybe comes from a kever. So therefore, if you bring the ground of Chutzlot into Eretz Yisrael, it's a suffix if it's coming up. The Rabbanan will go, yes, it's vade tumah, and if tumah touches it, you have to burn the tumah. Another suffix is the al suffix big day amorts. I mean, any beggar that now Moritz has, it's Tomei Midrabonim. What's the Tomei? That we're afraid that maybe their wife, when she was a Nida, sat or touched his begotten. If they weren't Purish, and Amoritz wasn't Purish that much from his wife. So we're afraid that his wife touched the begotten. In Zman HaGemara, there were Machmir, Mamish, Matrumas and Teres, and a very, very Shrealach when his wife was a Nida. The Mamish had to have a special room for her, special kelim, special clothing. Because if she would touch any one of your clothing, any one of your kelim, then she'd be the time of the kelim. And they used to eat truma then, they used to eat tyra then, they couldn't eat anything else but tyra. So when his wife was a needy, Mamash had to be in a special room with special kelim, she can't touch anything. So Yamaratzim weren't makbid in this. So in Amoritz's begad were choshes that maybe his wife sat on the begad, was matam of the begadim. So if truma now touches the begad of an Amoritz, the truma is turned straight. Trashav yalsveka ishav big the Amoritz. The kula mesav kula and shema yoshva aleim ishta nida. Maybe their wife, when she was a leader, sat on the beggar. Kiritnan, big day Amoritz medrash to Purushim. It has a tumas medrash to get it to a Purush, some of the Talmud Chacham, it's Purush, it's called, has a tumas medrash on it. Vaita, the al-sofik kelim hanem soyim. If you find the kelim from outside, the sofik, if it's tummy or not, the rabbonim will go as a tumah. Trashi, the al-sofik kelim hanem soyim, the leyadinim in temeim heim, you don't know if it's tummy or not, the rabbonim will go as a tummy. If truma touches his kelim now, you have to burn the truma. The al sofik karoikin. You find spit on the ground. The mesufik, who did the spit come from? Did it come from a zav? Or didn't it come from a zav? We had yesterday the zav spits. His spit is an avatumu. So you have a sofik whose roikin is. It's sofik, it's tummy. Trashi sofik roikin. Ko roikin misafkalon de dilma de zav ninu. Every roikin you have a sofik, maybe the spit comes from a zav, so you have to be machler. The al sofik may ragli yodim. Shekineged may ragli behema. You see Meirag lying on the ground, so you have a suffix from which person did it come. If it came from Mazav, it's also an Avatumma, and if Truma touches it right now, it's Tomei. So even though it's only a suffix, the Rabbanan, you have to be Machmir. Drashi, the suffix Meirag Leyodim. Hach suffix Drashi Ledom Alhanch. This is a bigger Shiddish than the other Sveikis. Tliel, El Afilo Misafkalon in Meirag Layim Odim Hein, in Meirag Layim Behem Hein. But there is really a Sveiki here. That's what Gemara says. It's this Meraglayim next to the Meraglayim of the Behemoth. So we don't know if this Meraglayim is an Odom's Meraglayim or it's a Behemoth's Meraglayim. So Trey Sveik of the Kula. The Imtim Tzloim of the Odom Shemetor is maybe it's a Behemoth. It's a Behemoth Pshitik's Torah. And even if it's a man's Meraglayim, maybe the man was also Torah, still we're Machmer. That's the way Rashi learns. Toys is Dintach and Rashi. Toys says the Gemara says Claude that a Sveik is Torah. So Torah says pufaker. We're after talking about where there was meiraglaim of an odon next to meiraglaim of a behemoth. So then you can zicha tell the difference. So you can tell the difference that one is from a behemoth, one is from a man. As if you stamp find meiraglaim by itself would have like a snake smekum. Maybe it comes from a behemoth. And even if it comes from an odon, maybe the odon was tor, then the odon will make a gzeirot. But when you have the meiraglaim next to a behemoth, so you know clear there are two different meiraglaims. So you know this one, vade, comes from an odon. There's only one subject now. Was this Adam Tomei Zav or not Tomei Zav? But that's the bottom of the right? What's the loch of these six tumis? Is Avadin Magon Sofik Tumosan Sofin Esa Truma. If we know Vadai, the Truma touched one of these things, even though these things are only a Sofik Tuma, that's a Din the Rabbanon Sofin. You have to burn it. Reb Yosi Yoimer Afal Sofik Magon. Even if you're not Vadai, the Truma touched one of these things. You don't even know the truma touched the roik. You don't even know the truma touched the meiraglayim. You only have a suffix if it touched it or not. He says b'rishus ha'yochid is orphan. About the cloud is suffix tuma b'rishus ha'yochid. You go l'chum is tamei. So even if you have a suffix if it touched it or not, through a bottom rosa mach, you have to burn the truma. The chomoyim you know b'rishus ha'yochid toilet. If you have a suffix if the truma touched the spit or touched the meiraglayim, it's only a suffix tuma. B'rishus ha'rabim toilet. But if it's a suffix, if it touched it, if it's just a rabbin, then it's Torah. Now, the Yama Ula said, Eilu Vav Sveikas, these six Sveikas here, Bushes Kino, in Ushan, the Bezdin of Ushan, they made Takona. And Ushan was way after the Churban Abayas. So, the Churban Sakasha. We're saying now that Eretz Amin, the Tumor, was two Gzeres before already, it was from Yosef Ben Yehuezer. And then it was from the Peshonim Kodim Churban Abayas. And here the Bryce says, Ushim made it takona. But Eretz Amim, that's one of these six things. That if Truma touches the land of Eretz Amim, the Truma is tame. So what do you mean? Ushim made this gezeira? It's a fitting of gezeira. That's the kasha. Trashi beir bushes kinu. Kame shonu macha churban kelamin rosh shona. His Ushim was a lot of years after the churban abayis. Gab yud matzoyis nosu shchino. So it was also stira. If they made this takana nusha, mashu before that, you didn't have the gzera. I was saying we had a lot of gzeras before this. Ella, it goes like this. Also inu, the first gzera from Yosef ben Yehuezer was gozer agush litlois. They made a gzera that if truma touches Eretz Amim, it's only a suffix truma. Litlois means you can't eat it, you can't burn it. The aviru v'loi klum. First Yosef ben Yehuezer didn't make any gzera. If the truma just goes in the ear of Eretz Amim, it doesn't touch the ground, it's nothing. The Yosef Rabbanim, the Shemayim Shana, then the Rabbanim of the 80 years before the Korban came, Gaza they made Xera, Idivit Litlois. They made Xera both Litlois. That Zai, if the Truma touches the ground of Eretz Amim, Zai, if the Truma only goes into the ear of Eretz Amim, both cases you can't eat it anymore, it's a Sofik Tuma, you can't burn it. Now the Yosef Yusha, later after the Korban Abayis, Usha made a Dutakona. Gaza Agusha Lisroi. He made Xera that the Truma touches the Gush, now it's Vade Truma and you have to burn it. That was Ushas Akonim. If you know Vade, the Truma touched the offer of Eretz Amin, you have to burn it. The Avir could have Koi. But Ere Chami, if it doesn't touch the ground, the Truma just goes into the Avir, then the Lachar is only a Suffolk Truma, and you can't burn it. So then we have three separate Xeras by Eretz Amin, years after years. Right. Another Xera says they made was Klis Huchis. That the Rabbanim made a gzera that a glass is makabel tumah. Because the Raisa only says the kli matkis is makabel tumah. Glass the Torah doesn't talk about. The Rabbanim made a gzera, glass is also makabel tumah. So that the Gemara, my time of gozab Rabbanim tumah. Why did the Rabbanim make a gzera by glass? Because what's up with glass? Glass is not a kli matkis. Why should the Rabbanim be gozab on glass? Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Shlokish. So this gears is a very modern. Usually it says Omer Rabbi Yechonim, that he said over Omer Rosh Lakish. Now Rosh Lakish was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechonim. That's when the side the Gersa says unless you're Rabbi Yechonim, he shouldn't be Gersa Omer Rabbi Yechonim. He just Gersa Omer Rosh Lakish. Because usually Rabbi Yechonim, the Rebbe, will not say over what the Talmud says. Yeah. So Omer Rabbi Yechonim, Omer Rosh Lakish. How do you make glass? Glass like comes out of the dirt, comes out of the off of the chil. So since it comes out of chol, looks like a kli cheres, that's why it's makabel tuma. The Rabbanim made gzeira on glass, also a kli cheres. So it's Rashi, the kli schuchis. So the Rashi says what? Glass comes out of chol, comes out of sand, that's how you make glass. So now it looks like a kli cheres. So Rabbanu will go is a tumor glass. So if you know Shav Yu Rabbanu a kli cheres, Rabbanu made glass at the same din of a kli cheres, an earthly kli, which is makabel tumor. For at Gemara, Bezoya lemiyato loy tehei lehen tayre b'mikvah. A Bezoya, if a glass is makabel tumor, there shouldn't be a heter like a kula to put it into the mikvah to tayre it. But the Torah only says a kli matzis, a metal kli, tamei, he could put into the mikvah to mitarid. A kli cheres, though the lacher is once a kli cheres in the kabbat tumah, there's no way to get the tumah off in the mikvah. The only answer is shvira. You have to break the kli cheres. If you break the kli cheres, it comes as kli, then the tumah is pukka. But calls the man that has a shem kli, there's no tumah the mikvah on a kli cheres. So kashra is its own reason why their bonnet said glass should be in the kabbat tumah, because glass looks like a kli cheres. So he should have made it with the same din of a kli cheres, that if it's tamei, the only way to mitarid is by breaking it, not by putting it in a mikvah. Alom matan, how can we learn? The elu chutz and mekelim. These things are called the chatzitz on a kli. That means you had a kli that was makabel tumah, and you want to put it into a mikvah, so the halacha, there can't be a chatzitz on the kli. Chatzitz means something is stopping the water from going into the kli. So as though you see, kli has a tefillah b'mikvah. If there wouldn't be a tefillah b'mikvah, there wouldn't be a din chatzitz. So the Eiluch, it's a Mishnah, the Eiluch, Chaitz and Mekelim, Hazet is Tar. If Tar goes on the glass, it's a Chatzitza. The Hamor, the Kli Suchitz. So Drashi, the Eiluch, Chaitz and Legabe Tfilo, Hazet is the Hamor Gassinim, the Kli Suchitz. These things are a Chatzitza for Kli, a glass. Why these things? The Drashi, Shein Chalokim. Because glass usually is very smooth. The Einodem Makbid Altit. Of some dirt goes on the Kli, you're not Makbid. Because when you put glass in water, right away the dirt goes with it. So you're not marked what you stay there. And the klal is, V'dobracha nidbak ben, L'pishen noifu melem, it falls off by itself. V'ahana yud ma'apak yituvay. Only something like zephis, like tar, that stays tight to the glass. That's your makbid. V'kopra layim. V'yein choytis v'dobra makbid alo. The klal of chatzitzer is, at least if it's not choytis, the robe of the kli. Only a mere tana kli, it's only a chatzitza if your makbid's there. I mean, you don't want it to be there. But something is there, some dirt is there, that you don't care if it's there or not, so it's not called a chatzitza. You gotta put it in the mikvah the way it is. So there was some dirt to be on a kli schuchis, on a glass, since it's so smooth, the glass is very not makbid on it. You don't care if it's paid there because it'll go off by itself later, you're allowed to be table it. So what's called a chatzitza by glass? Only dafke zephis, that's like tar, that mama sticks to the glass. You don't want to say this, that's called a chatzitza. Of our co-parent to stay at the kasha. So you see, claw the glass that's tamei, you could be tovel with mikvah. So if the whole dinner glass is only as kli cheres, then you may not feel the mikvah. And the Gemara, there's a new case. We're talking about you have this glass kli to have a hole in it. She mikvah. Kind of like a Shabbat kli, the kli was broken. Could be true, glass is only like kli cheres. Once it becomes tamei, the only way to mitire it is to break it. So talking about you broke it. Now the hit of a teichen aver. Later, after you broke, you made a big hole in the glass. You fixed up the hole with lead. You put lead inside the kli. Now you fixed up the hole with lead. Rab Mehi, and now the kli was makabel tumah. Now this kli is makabel tumah. You can put it into the mikvah right now. Why? Alibud Rab Meir. The yom haakril herlachachra maimid. The ikra of the kli is the maimid, the base of the kli. Since here the base of this kli is lead, lead is makris, is metal, so therefore it has a din kli metal that you could put in the mikvah. Then the chlami, maybe a glass kli by itself, if the whole thing is only glass, the rabbanon only gave it a din tumah like a kli cheres, maybe it has no time to mikvah. Trashi metama v'layam rinen botalei meteris kli, kisha kli cheres hanishper, tiksover holachachra maimin, but there is kli makris alo. According to Ramei, you go after this, the base. And since here the base is a metal, is lead, it has a din tefillah b'mikvah. The Yoma, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Maimed, the Tanya, Kli Schuchis Shemikvah, you have glass that you made a hole in the glass. The Hittel B'Torch HaNeivin, you filled up the hole with lead. Omer Reb Shimon Gamliel, Reb Meir Metama. Reb Meir says it's Mekabel Tumah now. It has a din Kli Matchis to it. The Chom Metar, Chom said no, it's still Torah. Still called the Kli Schuchis, and as Kli Schuchis it's Torah. So now that's what we're talking about. Maybe a regular glass kli is not, it can't have a tire of a mikvah. For the more elam, if you say that glass is mamash and kli cheres, elam yatom,